Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we go into this portion of scripture here of the example of total dedication to you, identification to you, and commitment to you, as we see in this lady's life that has turned from sin to you to live with you for the rest of her life, Lord. And we think also of Paul, that was also caught up in the wrong things, self-righteousness and unrighteousness. And then he met you, and then his life was dedicated. So we thank you, Lord. We see this beautiful example of this lady, and we see the example of Paul's life, Lord, of total commitment to you. He died with you, then their life portrayed that they live with you as they stayed in tune with you. So thank you, Lord, for helping us to embrace this wonderful truth of the new life that has come, Lord. We've not only been forgiven much, or we have been forgiven much, but we've been forgiven much because you have given us much. And thank you, Lord, we can embrace this much goodness that we have received, raised and seated, blessed exceedingly abundantly, so that we can arise and shine to the newness of heaven's realities for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 7, verse 44 to 47. Then he spoke to Simeon about the woman still weeping at his feet. Do you see this woman kneeling here? She's doing for me what you didn't bother to do. When I entered your home as your guest, you didn't think about offering me water to wash the dust off my feet. Yet she came into your home and washed my feet with many tears and then dried my feet with her hair. You didn't even welcome me into your home with a customary kiss of greeting. But from the moment I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You didn't take the time to anoint my head with fragrant oil, but she anointed my head and feet with the finest perfume. She's been forgiving of all her many sins. This is why she has shown me such extravagant love. But those who assume they have very little to be forgiven will love me very little.
Hallelujah. So sure. So here we just see, you know, we know that God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, this is their plan of redemption. And in sending Jesus, he identified with the whole human race, all of us. And then when he died according to the word, and this is why we've got to live according to this word, and this is why we are getting into the word, so that we can have faith, because the righteous live by faith. We see that when he died to sin once and for all. So it was dealt with totally for himself and for all of us, so that he himself could then come and bring about the restoration that this whole creation needs. The original design, the original purpose is bringing that about. And so Romans 6 tells us so beautifully that we now, just as he did, that he now no longer lives for sin, but he lives for God, lives for the Father's will, for the kingdom. And so it also tells us now we need to take hold of these teachings, the standards of teachings, and also be committed, finish with sin, in tune with the Lord. And like this lady that has totally left the past, left the sin, and has now embraces Jesus in every way, we need to embrace him on a daily basis so that we can have his intentions, which is heaven's intentions, which is the Father's intentions, which is the Holy Spirit's leading, so that we can be too busy with good. We were once sinners, enslaved to sin, and we gave our life for that, but now we are united, co-heirs together with Jesus, to now embrace him like this woman that has passed from death into life in tune with the Lord. We also need to be in tune on a daily basis, in love, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.